Nathaniel Ratliff was a kid in small-town Missouri when he found a tape that changed his life.
Well, it was in the barn when we lived out in Bay. Our landlord, Mr. Piontek, some of the country kids had like a place to party in the middle of the cornfield, and he found Led Zeppelin tape out there, and I found it in the barn.
Ratliff's parents were devout Christians. He wasn't allowed to listen to secular music, and he did not like having to play in his family's band at church. So that tape opened up a whole new world.
Secretly would listen to it, which I'm surprised my dad didn't know that I was, you know, I'd have my headphones on and playing When the Levee Breaks and Misty Mountain Hop on my drums. It was always a strange thing to me because growing up in church, it was like, well, if God made music, why is this secular stuff so much better? I don't think the devil's trying to trick us.
If God didn't want me to listen to Led Zeppelin,
find this tape? I was like, why aren't our worship songs as good as that? I've been
cooling out, baby. Now Nathaniel Ratliff makes his own very different style of music. He and his band, Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats, found huge success with their first album. Now they're out with their second. It's called Tearing at the Seams. Nathaniel Ratliff, it is hard to listen to this music and sit still. Is it as much fun to play it as it sounds like it must be?
It's a blast. You know, I'm so fortunate that my bandmates and I are, it's like a gang of brothers, really. We roll into a place and people are like, are you guys in a band? I was like, can you tell? There's like eight of us. And we just,
do we, you know, smell like the tour bus?
Yeah, I know, right? You know, before we walk on stage every night, we just tell each other we love each other and just like, remember to have fun.
I want to ask about one of your bandmates who I gather you're particularly close to. This is Joseph Pope III. Y'all grew up together, best friends?
Yeah, Joseph and I are very close, closer than brothers, really. His wife joked the other day, she's like, I didn't realize when I was marrying Joseph that I was also marrying you. You know, we grew up together and moved to Colorado in 98 together. And, you know, sometimes you meet people in your lives and you just realize that you're supposed to spend your life together.
And was this something you two arrived at together? Like, we're going to grow up, we're going to be musicians, we're going to have a band?
You know, we immediately started playing music together. Joseph, I think at the time when I met him, played trumpet. And he kind of immediately started playing guitar and writing songs. And then we just continued to make music together. And, you know, I think when you're young, you have these ideas and aspirations of becoming a rock star or a professional musician. And I didn't really expect for all of this to happen. Well, did you think that I would pray underneath the pressure in me?
Were you always the lead singer?
Actually, in the beginning, I was a little shy. And my mom and my dad played, and so did my sister, and I was always encouraged to sing or forced to sing. But I really wanted to be a guitar player, and songwriting was sort of a second to that.
It's funny, because anybody who's seen you perform live is going to have a hard time reconciling that guy with somebody who's shy.
Yeah, I know. I guess I'm a lot of things, so...
Wrote all the lyrics on this album, and you've talked about one song that you finished and then you just completely broke down. What was that song?
Well, it was actually It's Still Out There Running. Yeah, baby, you set the whole thing on fire. I was a king standing alone.
Looking back to see how far you've flown. I ain't grown and I ain't changed at all.
I was kind of going through a lot in my personal life last year. I had written a song and I was actually just redoing the harmony vocal, and I realized what I was singing about at the time, and it just sort of shattered me. You know, sometimes you write things and you don't know the impact of them on your life.
I'm choking on every word.
Do you want to talk about what it is that you're writing about here, what you were getting at and working through with this song?
It's a conversation between two people that really love each other, and just sort of the idea of looking back at all the beauty that the two people shared together. But then also the question of, you know, we could just burn this entire thing.
Wake me up, see the fire is fully surrounded us. Hey, I know, as I'm coughing up all the ashes. Every friend and the love I used to know, you're still out there running.
Is it hard or is it cathartic to write something that, I mean, clearly still touches you really deeply today as we speak, and then have to go out and perform that in front of a big crowd?
There are moments that, you know, you're just taken to a different place in performing these songs, and sometimes discovering the things that you wrote them about. And sometimes that happens to be in front of a lot of people. But I feel it's my job to be vulnerable and accept that that's what I'm here to do. And hopefully my vulnerability connects with other people, and other people allow themselves to be vulnerable as well. And in doing that, hopefully we all start to think about each other a little bit more and take care of each other better than we do.
Yeah. You've also talked about how you left little secrets for yourself throughout this album. Little secrets like what?
Well, I can't tell you.
Fair point.
It wouldn't be a secret. I think sometimes songwriting is sort of an inside joke with yourself. And those are the little secrets for me. You know, I feel like in a lot of ways for this record, I was pretty, you know, when I sat down to write some of the songs, I knew what I was writing about. And it was really a question. I was like, all right, just how honest are you going to be? And I just tried to be as honest as I could be.
Nathaniel, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
The new album from Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats is titled Tearing at the Seams. It's out this Friday.
I'm all right today. You're gonna find a way to cross and you're gonna get there.